A federal judge has overruled the Texas governor's ban on mask mandates in Texas schools, saying it violates the rights of children with disabilities. Republican Governor Greg Abbott rolled out his executive order months ago banning masking rules. He says such measures to protect against COVID-19 should be left up to personal responsibility, but the judge disagreed. Texas Tribune political correspondent Patrick Svitek is here. And Patrick, this case was brought by an advocacy group, the Disability Rights Texas. What else did the judge say about his decision?
Well, as you pointed out, the judge said that this executive order violates the Americans with Disability Act. And the judge specifically said the spread of COVID-19 poses a, quote, even greater risk for children with special health needs. And so this is a pretty breakthrough moment for opponents of this executive order, which, as you pointed out, went into effect months ago. We'll have to see now whether the state takes this to the federal appeals level, where they've always had much more success than at the district court level here in Texas.
Right, and that would be the attorney general. And we know that the state attorney general has already sued at least 15 school districts that defied the governor's order. They continued to require masks. So tell us first, how else were people responding there in Texas to that initial ban from the governor?
Well, there was a decent amount of defiance in response to that executive order. As you pointed out, some school districts went ahead and just instituted mask mandates regardless, including school districts in some of the big metropolitan areas of Texas. And they got threatening letters from the attorney general. Some of them were dragged into court over this, and it really became a messy situation. And so there has been, at least among some school districts, but also some school districts that represent a lot of kids in Texas, some real rebellion to this executive order.
Well, we got a statement today from one of the parents of the child plaintiffs in this lawsuit. That's Karina Pichardo in Fort Bend County, Texas. She said she's overjoyed about this judge's decision because now her school district can accommodate in-person learning for students like her daughter Miranda, who has Down syndrome, would be at high risk if she got COVID-19. After the state banned any mask requirements, her school stopped enforcing masks. She had to keep Miranda home from school for her own safety. So we're sure there are a lot of parents in this boat, but, you know, maybe parents also just tired of masks or questioning now, you know, why do we need them since vaccines are available to children? What are parents saying there? I mean, if you can give us just a sample.
Sure. The public in Texas polling has shown has been generally supportive of mask mandates, especially in schools. The public polling that the Texas Tribune and the University of Texas has done every few months here at the state level has found that majorities of voters support varying kinds of mask mandates, including for public school students and teachers and staff. And so the public, you know, has been supportive of having masks required in schools, or at least giving the school districts the option of requiring masks in schools. So I think that's where the public sentiment is at on this. But as you point out, as the, you know, you could see those numbers potentially shifting or not being as intense as the COVID caseload, you know, continues to decline in Texas. Yeah. As we get deeper into this pandemic and people are a little more fatigued.
Well, that is fascinating that there is that much support of the mask mandates in Texas. Patrick Svitek, political correspondent for the Texas Tribune. We know Attorney General Ken Paxton has said he'll pursue all legal avenues. Thank you.
Thank you.